Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad, Parasha Chukat, Week 39, Fourth Aliyah, The Statute of. The Israelites replied, "We will go along the main road, and if we or our livestock drink any of your water, we will pay for it. We only want to pass through on foot, nothing else." Again they answered, "You may not pass through." Then Edom came out against them with a large and powerful army. Since Edom refused to let them go through their territory, Israel turned away from them. Numbers 20, verses 19 through 21. What was Edom's problem? Edom was Esav, Esau, Jacob's brother. His problem was that he could never fully forgive his brother. His anger and bitterness passed on from generation to generation, and when his brother, Israel, needed to pass through his territory to enter in the promised land, he didn't let him through, even though he could have earned a good amount of money selling food and water. His arrogance remained, and he wouldn't humble himself. In Amos 1:11 it's written, "This is what the Lord says, for three sins of Edom, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because he pursued his brother with a sword, stifling all compassion, because his anger raged continually and his fury flamed unchecked." And in Obadiah 1, verses 3 and 4, it's written, "The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock and make your home on the height, you who say to yourself, 'Who can bring me down to the ground?' Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. For these sins, wrath, hatred, bearing a grudge, arrogance, and violence, Edom lost their right to a future, as it's written in Obadiah 1:18. The house of Jacob will be a fire and the house of Joseph a flame. The house of Esau will be stubble, and they will set it on fire and consume it. There will be no survivors from the house of Esau. The Lord has spoken." There is no prophecy that speaks of a restoration of Edom in the last times. May the Eternal reveal all kinds of unforgiveness and bitterness in our hearts so that we don't lose friendship with our brothers and our inheritance in the world to come. The one who can't forgive his brother from his heart for his offenses will never be forgiven by the Eternal. But the one who forgives like the Eternal does will be forgiven now and forevermore. Blessings and Shalom.